This is GQDN for Thursday, September 19th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest, by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're very delicious. When you do, when you get as many as what you want, you go to the checkout line, you put in the promo code QUEST, and you get 25% off of your purchase. It's great stuff, people. Yummy, yummy, yummy. And you get Focus, too. Focus up. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Minecraft news. We got a couple things that are on sale, and someone's about to retire. But we begin today with very huge news indeed, because GamesRadar.com said that Nintendo has now filed a lawsuit against PAL World. But they did talk to a lawyer about this, and within the article itself, the lawyer said it might be a stretch for this lawsuit. So, both Nintendo and the Pokemon Company did file a patent infringement lawsuit against Pocket Pair, which is the maker of Power World. Now, the lawsuit does allege, quote, that Power World infringes multiple patent rights and seeks an injunction against infringement and compensation for damages, end quote. Now, Nintendo did not reveal what the patent rights are, and according to a new statement today, Pocket Pair said that they were unaware of the patents themselves, but Games Radar did look at the tweets from Richard Hoag, and he said on Twitter, quote, probably going to need more specifics before I can comment more completely, but Power World is such a different type of game from Pokemon. It's hard to imagine what the patents, not copyrights, might have been even plausibly infringed. Initial gut reaction is Nintendo may be reaching, end quote. So the first strike was made. Now we shall see if it goes to court. But PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that also because of the lawsuit, it might affect the PlayStation 5 launch for Power World. But because of all that, My Nintendo News said the Pokemon developers responded to the lawsuit. So the developers got up on Twitter and gave a pretty long statement. So let's take a deep breath. Quote, regarding the lawsuit, yesterday a lawsuit was filed against our company for patent infringement. We've received notice of this lawsuit and will begin the appropriate legal proceedings and investigations into the claims of the patent infringement. At this moment, we are unaware of the specific patents we are accused of infringing upon, and we have not been notified of such details. Pocket Pair is a small indie game company based in Tokyo. Our goal as our company has always been to create fun games. We will continue to pursue this goal because we know our games bring joy to millions of gamers around the world. Power World was a surprise success this year, both for gamers and for us. We're blown away by the amazing response to the game and have been working hard to make it even better for our fans. We will continue improving Power World and strive to create a game that our fans can be proud of. It is truly unfortunate that we will be forced to allocate significant time to matters unrelated to the game development due to the lawsuit. However, we will do our utmost for our fans and ensure that the indie game developers are not hindered or discouraged from pursuing their creative ideas. We apologize to our fans and supporters for any worry or discomfort that this news has caused. As always, we thank you for your continued support of Power World and Pocket Pair. Now we go from lawsuit to one that is retiring. PlayStation Universe said that Tetsuya Nomura, is planning to end the Kingdom Hearts series, and he is also considering retirement. Well, he was talking to Young Jump, and he revealed that he's planning on bringing the Kingdom Hearts franchise to an end, and he's also considering a retirement from the games industry. So, when he was asked about the Disney RPG series, he said, quote, I only have a few years left until I retire. I have to decide whether to retire first or finish the series first. I'm making Kingdom Hearts 4 now with the intention of being a story that I will complete. Now, he was also talking about a new city that's called Quadratern, and he said about the city, quote, "I like worlds that are slightly different from possible reality, rather than ones that are too false. It's the same with movies, but if the world is too fancy or too fantasy-based, I can't really get into it. So I like settings that are based like Shibuya, but not the real Shibuya, rather than complete fantasy. I think that unrealistic within reality fits the fantasy view well." Now, Kingdom Hearts 4 was announced 2 years ago, and they did not have a release date. Now, Kingdom Hearts 3 had a announcement back in E3 2013, and it didn't see its release date until early 2019, so about 6 years. Now, the Kingdom Hearts series did launch for PlayStation 2, and that was followed by Kingdom Hearts 2. And, of course, there were the remixes that happened after Kingdom Hearts 3. So we'll see what goes on with Kingdom Hearts. Now, according to BG247.com, Eliza P might have another DLC after a 1 year anniversary. Now, the Eliza P director, Jawan Choi, wrote a letter to fans, thanking them for their support after the game's launch. There was also a new music track and screenshots for the upcoming DLC, Eliza P, and that was revealed up on YouTube. Now, that is a snow-covered environment with the lighthouse in the background. So, they did make a bit of an announcement. So, we'll keep our eyes on it, of course. There's no announced date for the DLC. Now, Ubisoft did some talking too, because X-Defiant isn't dying. Now, we know that the free-to-play shooter X-Defiant was in trouble because people were leaving the game, but the company did come out and say, "We're not going anywhere," and that was in their blog post right before the game's second season would show up, and that's where they made their statement. Quote, "I just want to quickly address the status of the game, i.e., is the game dying? No, the game is absolutely not dying. We know there are things we need to improve, like netcode, hit rig, and adding more content to progression. But the game is doing well. We just want it to do better. And we do that by addressing the concerns of our community, which has always been the plan. Ubisoft is very much behind us and has allocated more resources to the team in order for us to do that." End quote. And yes, they did reveal some of the year one roadmap, which I will not get into. It's pretty lengthy. Now, PlayStation Universe says that Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2 did provide a pretty good patch. Usually we don't talk about patches, but this one includes connectivity issues, because some people had some inability to connect with friends, and the patch that's coming after this current patch could try to fix that, because they're trying to fix the server's capacity because of the demand of the game. So we shall see what happens there. But there is an update coming. Now, if you're into Minecraft, oh, you'd be happy, because there's going to be a live digital showcase, according to Eurogamer, that will have some news about the game. Now, the live broadcast will be at 6 p.m. BST, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, on Saturday the 28th, and that will be able to watch on the Minecraft website, YouTube, or Twitch, and they'll have news about the game. Now, we will see all the changes that's going to happen, but one just wonders, right? We're just letting you know that there's a time and place. But while you're waiting, you could probably get a Fortnite mouse via PC Game Zen, and it's $34 at Best Buy. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not $34, but you can save $34 in the savings, because the actual price is $143, which is down from about $180. I'm sorry, $170. But if you're a Best Buy Plus member, you can make that number $34. So $143.99 is the sale price, $169.99 is the MSRP, so the retail price. So you'll be able to save $26, but if you're a My Best Buy Plus member, you could save $34. And that's still, it's a gaming mouse, so yeah, get it if you want, but that's okay, because if you play Dungeons & Dragons, the 2024 D&D Player Handbook is 20% off. So the handbook just dropped recently, and now it's 20% off. And that is on Amazon, Amazon Prime, and on the D&D Beyond Marketplace. So if you want it, go get it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.